Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Merit Cantando as a member of our Brain Trust. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.
Good to have Merit Cantando, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Nine Lives, Stories of Women Business Owners Landing on Their Feet, also The Woman's Advantage, also Leading with Care. She's starting to get the picture. She really focuses a lot of her time on helping women put their best foot forward. We're talking about time wasters and how to boot them out the door. Speaking of women, Mary, I need you to help me with this because you know how much programming I do on this show and have now for 16 years to help women. So women know how much I care about helping them be successful. But there's one area that women waste a lot of time on and men don't.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Women, you know how women think they're such good listeners and men are horrible listeners? And if you ask any woman, what would you ask your man to do, or the men in your life, if you get them to do one thing besides pick up their socks, what would you have them do? And they would say, I wish he would listen better, right?
That is really true, Jim.
Okay,
yeah.
I know it is. But guess what? Women listen too much.
Oh, I don't know. Tell me about
women
that.
Women will listen to anything. When have you ever seen a woman interrupt another woman or a man who's running on and on and on, can't seem to get to the point, can't seem to stop talking about something? You know, there's no detail too small to mention. When have you ever seen a woman say, excuse me, I get it, I need to move on?
Now, that is interesting.
Guys do this.
This is something I've never thought of before.
I know.
Maybe that means I listen too much.
I know. I know. It's something that you don't hear, and that's the reason why you can see where I could get in a little bit of trouble with people thinking, you know, that maybe I'm not being respectful enough of women, but you know better than that. And so my point is, though, is I've observed this about women. And women who work with me, I know that they're in a meeting with somebody, some salesperson, for example, and we've got work to do, and they won't cut the person off. They won't cut them short. They won't say, okay, you know, I get it. I either want it or I don't want it, or let's talk tomorrow or whatever. But my point is, I'm trying to tell the ladies in my business, hey, don't let somebody take all your time. Just because they're speaking doesn't mean you have to listen to them.
You know, Jim, here's one thing that I have advised clients, and in my speaking I've shared with audiences. If you need to cut somebody off like that, what you do is you hold your hand up right in front of you,
right,
in that kind of international symbol for stop.
Right, right.
And honest to God, if you do that, and it's not like you got to put your hand way out,
right,
or anything.
Right, right.
You just hold
your
hand
you
up.
You don't have to slap them or anything, do you? Just hold,
right,
your hand,
exactly,
up.
You just hold your hand up like that, and people will instinctively stop.
That's exactly
talking,
right.
And
that's
you
exactly
can
right.
say, hold your hand up, and you can say, excuse me, I don't think this is a good fit for us, or
I get it. I need to move on or something. Here's my question.
Yes.
When have you ever seen a lady do that besides you?
Not frequently. Let me say that.
Let me say something. Guys, when guys speak to guys, you'll notice it's very efficient. As a rule, especially unless we're talking about football probably or something like that. guys, as bad as listeners as we are, we're very efficient when we talk to each other, but because we think there are things that aren't necessary to say. But all I'm getting at is ladies, if you're busy, if we're talking about time, the topic of the day here with Mary is five time wasters to boot out the door. I'm saying, ladies, learn how to stop people from wasting your time when they're talking to you. Be a good listener, but don't be an abused listener. What do you think?
You know, Jim, I very seldom give in to you, but I am really conceding this point. I think you are absolutely right on this. I think that women are afraid of being rude.
Yes.
We've always been raised to be good girls.
But it's not just that. A lot of the things that you say, that you might say, that ladies say to me, I don't need all that. I don't need all that extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? But
right,
but if,
or you don't need to understand all that technical background that somebody is in love with talking to you about.
The point is, just because somebody wants to say it to you, doesn't mean you have to listen to all that.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
And in the interest, now, if you're hanging out with somebody and you got nowhere to go and all day to get there, that's fine. But just be careful not to let somebody suck you into their time vacuum. Quickly, Mary, making promises you can't keep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people do that. They make all these promises, and then they'll call you back 3 weeks later and say, you know, I'm not going to be able to be on that committee after all. So they're wasting your time. They're wasting their
right.
time. They're wasting everybody's time. And if you can't do it, just say no.
Right.
Just say, sorry, I can't do that. Right. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And the indecisiveness.
Well, so many people waste so much time over the really small decisions. You know, you've heard the penny wise and pound foolish.
Right.
People sometimes are like that with their time. They'll
yep.
spend all this time agonizing over some little
making a big decision out of something little. A friend of mine calls
exactly.
it. Exactly. A friend of mine calls it majoring in the minors.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mary, I need your website quickly.
womansadvantage.biz.
And you can find all this stuff. We've been talking about it. Mary's website. Check it out. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Happy anniversary.
Same to you, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.